Hello and welcome to another episode of the Two Bros Podcast. We are Two Bros. This is the Two Bros Podcast. Welcome. We're going to try something different today. This is just something I wrote. And but don't worry, it's not got anything to do with me. It's all fiction. And I just thought I should try doing like a fiction read and see how that comes out. And believe it or not, I used to write a lot. Like this is a couple of years ago, I used to write almost like an insane amount. But eventually it just sort of died away. But today I was in the mood to write and I wrote something and I felt like I should, you know, record it and see how it comes out. And if you guys like it, you know, it could even be a regular thing. I can just do a reading of what I've written and let me know if you guys like it. So, yeah, without further ado, let's get right into it. I'm transported back to a different time every now and then. Fond memories taking me back, you know, by the hand, walking with me till I snap back to reality. It's a different memory every single day. For instance, yesterday I was with my beloved motorcycle back cruising the streets of Maharashtra. Not really knowing where I'm going, but I'm just, I remember following a squiggly line on a screen and it was just guiding me towards a new unknown, a new adventure. And I knew what that felt like. I remember what that felt like. I remember seeing what I saw. Today I'm transported to a different time. I was watching a movie and I was transported to a time years ago when I think I felt real love bursting out of me for the first time. And again, it was so real. It was... I felt everything. And all of this coming from a movie, which was... It was so well shot, it just, I felt it, and I felt me feeling it back then, and that was the only time that I felt it. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that I've only felt it once. It could be a good thing because it makes that memory more cherished. But then it's bad as well because then it becomes the one thing that haunts you. Looking back, like to a bystander, it might have been clear and obvious of what it was and what it ended up being because, you know, but when you're in love, you're blind, you're literally blind to the obvious. But this is it's not about that. It's not about what happened. It's not about what went wrong. It's about what I felt and how strong that memory is. I can still relive it, I can feel it. And it's triggered to such an extent where I'm physically transported to that memory and it's I can feel it. A few days ago, I was transported back to Manchester. I remember the cold, sleeting rain of Manchester. I remember the cold winds. I remember how unwell I was. I remember the really expensive yet crappy hotel that I was living in. I remember walking to the stadium. I remember hearing the fans. I remember the match. I see it all. The time before that, I was transported to my house back home. I'm just staring down the long corridor that used to lead to my bedroom. The sight I've seen countless times and the memory, the feeling associated with that was how that place, that corridor, that site was just my peace for a very long time. It was my sanctuary away from all the noise and all the nonsense of the world. Like I was in there, I was safe. It was nice. And that's the thing, I don't even ask for it. I don't ask for it, it just happens. And I don't even know what will trigger a memory or where I will end up. It just takes me, it just shows up, it takes me. the other days when I'm transported back to the long, silent, solitary hours that I spent on the container ship, sleepless at night, contemplating everything, analyzing every thought, thinking about everything. I can feel the rumble of the engines. I can feel the warmth of my blanket, and I can see the light pouring in from the gap in my door. I can see the light from the corridors pouring in, and I can feel the sleeplessness in my eyes. And I watch it all happen as it did years ago, and I'm still me. I'm not looking at me from the outside. I'm still me. It's still my eyes looking at the same things that I saw. And I feel what I felt back then. And I'm not really drowning in them, or neither am I. I'm not even swimming in these memories. I'm just existing. They're not overpowering. They're not overwhelming. They just are. There's some days when I feel, how many more of these memories I'll be adding. Like I've come so far, and I just look back on all the years and I think, maybe one day somebody will just put a hand on my shoulder and say, hey, you've done enough, you can relax now, it's all right. And on that day, I feel I would just take a deep breath and just exhale for the first time in decades, and just sit down for a while. Maybe someday somebody will come and say, hey, this is where our simulation ends. We've learned all we had to, and then you can stop doing what you're doing. It's all right. And everything just changes around me, and I'm in a room, and I'm wearing a headset or something. It's just a thought. But it never happens. It's day after day. It's just one thing replaces another. And just like the countless human beings before me have come and gone, my wheels, my feet must also keep moving. And I wonder where they'll take me. Like every day we take decisions, not knowing how they're going to affect, the grand scheme of things. What if you've purchased something like that, not this car, but some other car? What if you asked out this person, not some other person? What if you dated this person or somebody else? What if you'd worn this shirt and not some other shirt? You don't know how, and all these little choices, how, if, and how much they affect your life, and how much they affect the outcomes. You don't know where you're going to end up, and I don't know where I'll end up, and what new memories I'll be adding. But I just think of a time when it'll just be the last memory, and I can just stop and just be, and that's it. And I wonder why these particular memories stand out. It's not like they were the happiest memories. They weren't even my greatest hits. They're just random memories, and they just show up. And sometimes they're so, they're so strong that I have to shake myself off of it. And I don't know what I'm afraid of, or I wonder why I don't let myself feel it, let it wash over me completely. I wonder what I'm afraid of. I wonder why I snap out of it. Not all of them, but some of them. And I know which ones I snap out of. And even now, whenever they come, I can see it, I can feel it, I can feel everything, and I don't know if I like this or I hate this. They just exist like a tree or the wind or the earth. I don't have an opinion, but they just exist. And having an opinion about the wind or some trees or planet Earth is not going to change anything in my life. It's just an opinion. And who knows, maybe one day this will be something which flashes back to me. This recording this will become a distant memory. And here's the thing, it doesn't appear as a memory. It appears like a movie. I can see everything. It's exactly where I was. I'm not reminded of what happened. I'm transported. There's a slight, subtle difference there. And I'm transported to that time and I can see it all. And I wonder if this moment is going to become another movie in the future. And I wonder what I'll think of it. I wonder what I'll feel.